Hey, what's up, guys? It's your favorite dead duo. And today's Rewind is not dead.
Because today we are ending the second season and the Christmas season with one of our favorite Christmas movies, Christmas Vacation.
That's right. Not only is it a special episode because it's the season 2 finale, but this episode will also include your favorite special guest. You know him. We love him. Our father, everybody. Yay!
Clap your hands.
Oh,
no.
Snapping. Woo!
No. Anyways, thank you. I appreciate you allowing me to be here on this wonderful episode. Mm-hmm. My favorite movie. I love this movie.
You may know him from our top 10 movie episode and the very long Marvel episode, which you guys should just go listen to both of those too.
Yeah. I think today's going to be a fun episode, and what a way to end the Christmas season.
It's true. Spread some Christmas joy.
Christmas joy.
Before we get started, we just wanted to let you know that we have a website now. You should go visit us at thedeadrewindpodcast.weebly.com. That's at thedeadrewindpodcast.weebly.com. Or you can just follow us on Instagram at thedeadrewindpodcast. We post weekly updates on our Instagram, and we would love to hear from you guys on either platform.
Yeah.
Both platforms, 10 out of 10. Good job.
Thank you. We also have a new way to interact with you guys. Once you are done listening to our episode, head over to Spotify if you are not already there and answer the question found at the bottom of the episode description. We would love to hear from you guys, and you may even get a shout-out on the podcast. And with that being said, we will be right back. We are back, and let's get into this very funny and lighthearted episode.
Let's give them a summary, and we'll get into the fun stuff. Oh, but before we get going, we will talk about our favorite quotes, and our father has decided that he would like to use some of the quotes that say some bad words.
Why is it just on me?
There's some naughty language.
No, because those are your quotes, and that's okay.
I'm gonna say some naughty language.
If you're a young listener,
explicit content,
please be advised. Okay.
Please be advised.
Summary.
Dad, would you like to do the summary?
I would. However, where is it at?
It's where the section says Dad.
I did.
Let him figure out this Apple iPhone.
All right. This fandangled piece of equipment.
Okay.
Can I read it in my Christmas, reading of the Christmas story voice?
Yes, as our dog.
Hold on.
He just took off after the cat. It's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. It's Christmas time, and the Griswolds are preparing for another family seasonal celebration. This time is different, though, because the Griswolds are having the whole family over to their home. But things never run smoothly for Clark, his wife Ellen, and their two kids. Clark's bad luck is worsened by his obnoxious family guests and his annoying neighbors. But his Christmas spirit is kept alive from the hope of his Christmas bonus. You forgot to talk about his family from out of town.
His obnoxious family guests.
Eddie.
We'll talk about Eddie.
Eddie rules.
Eddie does... Sure.
I mean, Eddie's,
we all like Eddie.
Eddie's pretty cool.
Eddie, okay. Everybody likes Eddie.
So, like last episode with Schitt's Creek, instead of giving our immediate thoughts on it, because Ashton complained when I did that, we'll just start with favorites and least favorites.
Okay.
Since you're our special guest, mm-hmm. What would you like to start with?
As far as favorites?
You can do either. You can do favorites, least favorites.
Do you want to start with favorites or least favorites?
We'll go with favorites.
Okay, favorite what?
I don't know. Your favorite scene?
Okay, perfect.
Oh, you should probably clarify why I just said hey, buddy, like that.
Oh, our dog.
Because our dog just came down
here. Yeah, well, I didn't want people to think I was saying hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
So, if we're going with favorite scenes,
yes.
Mine is absolutely the one where Clark comes and he gets his Christmas bonus finally.
But it's not his Christmas bonus.
Are you going to save the quote until favorite quotes?
I may have to throw it out here now because we're talking about it.
Then you won't be able to
just pick a different quote. Yeah. But I'm sure you have other quotes.
There's lots of them on here.
Okay. He's got a whole screen.
All right. I'm ready. Go ahead. Hit us with your...
Wait, don't I want to talk about the scene?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, so basically Clark thinks he's getting this big bonus so that he can put this pool in for the family.
Yes, of course.
And when he gets the bonus on Christmas Eve late at night and he opens up the envelope, it is a membership to the Jelly of the Month Club.
Explain what Jelly of the Month Club is.
So you
the jelly
every month for a year.
Oh.
Yeah. So you know what you
okay.
Do you need to call it something different?
No,
jam, preserves.
You know how you get a different box every month? Yeah. That's basically what that
so
is.
So they just get like an exotic jelly every month?
Pretty much. Oh, yeah. You know how I just got the dog the chewer box?
Well, okay, look at you.
I know. Why are you facing the wall? Anyway, sorry. So that is like my favorite scene. And the reason for it is the quote that obviously I'm about to read because it's just great.
Explicit language.
Explicit language. So
your discretion is advised.
Yes. So, hey, if any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. Oh, shoot. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there on Melody Lane with all the other rich people. And I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look at him straight in the eye. And I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is. Hallelujah. Holy shit. Where's the Tylenol? That is one of the greatest lines in cinematic history.
Oh, you're going whole cinematic history right
There's not a person my age, at least, and older that does not know that line almost word for word. I pretty much do, but I wanted to make sure. That's why I have it right here.
Oh.
Yes, I didn't want to miss a single one.
You didn't want to miss a single word.
No, I didn't want to miss the bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Oh.
I like saying that.
Yeah, so. I see that.
But that is a great scene because it just kind of, everything leads up to that scene, right? All the things that happen between just leads right up to it. So that's my favorite scene.
Me next? My favorite scene, very underrated, I think, is when Clark goes sledding.
Yes.
I don't know what he puts on the... Doesn't he put something on the bottom of the sled?
He puts like a... It's a coating that he put on his cereal varnish. It's a varnish that he put on his cereal. Yeah. Remember they were talking about so that the cereal doesn't get soggy? Yeah. But he's put it all over the bottom of the metal...
Sled thingy.
And then like...
It looks like the top of a trash can.
He tells everyone not to do it because he's a professional, and then he shoots off and hits a whole bunch of different things. That's my favorite scene.
Oh, dude, he goes sliding into that crusty Walmart. It's like Walmart from 40 years ago. Remember, this movie's 1988.
Nine.
Okay.
He just got it wrong.
I did get
Mark it down, ladies and gentlemen. He got it wrong.
I got it wrong.
Got it wrong.
89. That would leave me my favorite scene. Just kind of, you know, it opens up the movie pretty good, is when they go and look for a Christmas tree. I mean, anytime they're in the car, but really when they're walking up to the tree and, you know, he doesn't bring a saw to saw down the tree, and it's just a literal tree in the middle of the woods. I think it just sets up the movie really good with how chaotic the whole gathering is going to be.
Yeah,
because it's not like at a Christmas tree farm where you go up and like cut trees.
No, it's straight up in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, they walk like 4 miles back into the woods to find this tree.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be my favorite scene.
Okay.
Although I do like the one where they cut the tree.
Oh.
It explodes and then all the stuff goes into the neighbor's house and
a lot of sap.
Yeah.
Very full.
Very full.
So good. Yes.
Yeah, that's a good scene, too. What's another one? What's another good scene? Obviously, before even they get out to the woods.
Yeah, when they're in the car.
Oh, my God. That's the best part. One of the best parts. You know, they're trying to sing and be happy, and those guys are trying to push them off the road and stuff. That's a pretty funny scene.
That is a good one. A good way to open the movie.
One of the best ones is also when... before he puts the tree in the house, when he has to, like, trim it up.
Yes. Is that where he has the chainsaw?
Yes, yes. And the Jason mask.
Yes.
Well, there's a couple good quotes in there, too. We're going to do
the quote. I got to save some of it.
We'll save some of the quotes. But honestly, this movie, to me, your favorite scenes, they all have, like, some sort of good quote in it. And I think that's what makes the scene.
And each year, my favorite scene is different.
Right.
Because I forget about scenes, and then I watch it, and I'm like, that's a good one.
The cat chewing on
the
Christmas.
Oh, the cat is best. Aunt Bethany.
Aunt Bethany doing
the Pledge of Allegiance. She's supposed to be saying grace.
Yes.
My Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh,
Grace! Yeah, those are my favorite scenes.
Those are great scenes. It's just a fun movie.
It is a fun movie. Okay, would you like to do least favorite scenes? Not that there's many.
Okay.
You want to just kind of bounce back?
We can kind of bounce back, but let's do a least favorite. I mean, if I had to pick one, I mean, I don't know if I could pick one, to be honest with you. They're so
like, to me, it would
good.
Just be, like, a scene that's boring.
Well,
doesn't
like,
need to happen.
Maybe the end, where they're all just kind of, like, happy and everything's perfect and wonderful.
Yeah.
That's just, I mean, it's a way to end the movie, but it's so funny and it's so stupid.
It's really, really stupid.
It is one of the dumbest movies you're ever going to see, but I think that's what makes it so timeless.
Yeah. And, like, just the whole Griswold, like, National Lampoon.
Yeah, because those, I mean, in the 80s, those were hilarious movies. I mean, they were almost controversial as how raunchy they were. I mean, right.
Oh, no.
Not it being raunchy.
Now, not so much Christmas Vacation, but some of the other ones.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, they had nudity in them.
Oh, no.
Right. Oh. How right. dare they?
Your grandma covered my eyes once when I was a kid.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Because shield they, my eyes.
Yes, they showed some a little bit of nudity in one of them.
Oh, God.
So
it's in every movie now.
I know, it's commonplace. That's when swearing and everything is commonplace now.
Yeah.
But they were, I mean, they were, you know, almost controversial as to how raunchy they were. Which,
they're so funny.
Oh, that, but
Christmas Vacation
has stood the test of time. Because it's still, even though it has some of those quotes in them and it has some comments that are probably not approved in today's standards.
But it
is just such a funny movie.
It really is.
What would you say would be like your least favorite?
I mean, I don't really know. I mean, the ending is also, it's like, you've had this whole chaotic movie and it's like, that's it? Like, that's, right. We're all happy now? Like, why? I don't know, that would be it, I think.
I think that would be also my least favorite scene.
Yeah, although, I like the scene because it's relatable, but it's like, when the whole family shows up, you almost feel bad, you know?
I'm sorry, I think it's funny, though, because you can relate.
Yeah, you relate, and you're like,
totally can relate to that, with the crazy family coming into the house, and all chaos just breaks loose, and, you know, grandmas are pinching cheeks, and
grandpas are
giving
quarters, and they're grumpy, and it's like, oh, these people.
Take care of my bunions, and I'll give you a whole quarter.
Oh, man, a quarter. Oh, a whole quarter.
And, you know, you got Clark saying, okay, I'm going to go park cars. I'll be back in the spring.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not as funny, but yeah, it's relatable.
It's just relatable, and that's why it's funny.
Yeah.
Because it's very...
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Ashton, do you have any least favorite scenes?
Didn't I just...
It's just the end.
It just didn't feel like it fit.
It's hard to not have it's hard to have a least favorite scene.
When something's so funny and like we watch, well, we'll talk about it later, but we watch it every year.
Every year.
Yeah.
And so after a while, it's like, I just enjoy every scene because I just got so used to it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. What do you want to do next?
Cool.
A lot of sap.
Looks great.
Very full.
Very full. A lot of sap. Well, I don't know what's on there.
Favorites? What favorite? You can talk about any favorite.
I do quotes.
Well, I did my favorite quote. I mean, that's my all-time favorite quote.
Okay, well, you gotta pick a different one.
But I can pick a different one. So, you guys go ahead and start that one off.
Well,
quiet.
Sorry.
JD, be good boy. He's usually pretty good, but you know.
Something outside got him. All right.
One of my favorite quotes is, like, the scene I talked about when they, like, you know, open the Christmas tree, and the Christmas tree explodes through the window, and all of that. And then you have him hanging from what do you even call that?
Eavesdrop.
Yes. And that's when the thing goes shooting out and into the neighbor's window, yeah?
Yep.
And it wrecks the stereo, and it gets water and stuff all over the place. And when the neighbors get home, they're, like, arguing, because the window's broken and the carpet is soaking wet, and they go, or the wife goes, then why is the carpet all wet, Todd? And he responds, I don't know, Margo. And I love that because I use that basically every day, I think.
You do.
At the most random times. I don't know. It's one of my favorites.
It's definitely a classic.
It is a classic.
You see that one on sweaters and stuff now.
Yeah.
You have matching sweaters with somebody.
It's awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ashton, yeah. Favorite quotes? I mean, you can always.
My favorite,
there's lots of them. Here.
My favorite quote would also be from the neighbors too, is when they bring.
Yes.
Is when they, the tree comes out and he's trimming it up, and the neighbors get home, and the husband's like, And Clark, where do you think you're gonna fit a tree that big? And Clark goes, bend over, I'll show you. You got a lot of nerve talking to me like that, Clark.
Griswold? Yeah.
I wasn't talking to you.
It's so funny.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah. There's just 1,000 quotes from this movie. I mean, obviously, to me, Uncle Eddie.
Oh.
Merry Christmas! Shitter was full.
Yes, that's a good one.
As he's cleaning out the latrine from his RV into the middle of the sewage.
Toxic sewage.
Oh, and he's in that little robe thing with a cigar and all. That is one of the most iconic lines.
It really is, because,
I mean, you can't get any better than that one for a quick little one-liner.
I just like the way Eddie says
Clark. I like the whole
Clark
monologue at Christmas Eve dinner, and we have Aunt Bethany and Uncle. What's his name? What's the uncle's name?
Oh my god.
We look this up every time.
I know, we look it up every single time. I can't think of his name.
I don't know, but really it's only Aunt Bethany.
It's Aunt Bethany.
But Clark says, since it's Aunt Bethany's 80th Christmas, we would like her to lead us in the saying of grace. And she asks her husband, what, dear? And one of the other in-laws goes, grace! And she goes, grace! She passed away 30 years ago! And the husband goes, they want you to say grace.
And she just looks at him.
She doesn't understand. And he goes, the blessing. And it's so funny. And then she goes on to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
And she rocks out with the Pledge of Allegiance. Hold on.
Pledge of Allegiance.
I'm annoyed. I need to figure out
his name. Pledge of Allegiance.
Lewis.
Uncle Lewis. That scene is so funny.
Yes. Back to like Eddie and Clark. And when they're sitting there and he finally... You know, Eddie shows up, surprises everybody, and people are, of course, Eddie's a disgusting, nasty guy.
He really is.
He's finally accepted that he's there, and they're sitting in the living area. He's got that sweater on with the black dickie underneath it.
You can
in
see
those
it.
Gray pants. And he's sitting there drinking out of those moose
cups,
which yes. I want so bad. I need to buy those.
Expensive.
Yeah.
And then Clark's like, can I refill your eggnog for you? Get you something to eat? Drive you out to the middle of nowhere and leave you for dead. I mean, the way, you know, just kind of says it as he's just walking away from him.
Just,
oh my God.
Leaves it in there. That's a good one.
Yeah. What else we got?
Let's see. There's so many. I had one. What was I? I really like when Ellen, I don't know the exact quote, but she's standing in the kitchen with, It's Audrey, and they're talking about how, like, Audrey's grandma answered the phone, and this boy that she liked was on the phone and everything, and she goes, well, you know, it's Christmas time, and we're all in misery, because it's so true.
It is true.
Christmas is so chaotic.
Well, and as you guys get older, you'll realize how chaotic it really gets, too. It's crazy.
I do like that one, because it's just, again, it's one of those relatable ones, because the whole thing is, I think... In general, the movie is just very relatable.
It's very relatable, and I think that's why people took to it so much, mm-hmm. because, you know, everybody has this vision of other people's Christmases. You know,
right.
What you saw on TV was the happy family.
Yeah, you know,
hands.
It's a wonderful life,
right.
All of that stuff.
Reading a Christmas story on Christmas Eve night with the family all around.
Yeah.
It's not at all what it's like.
Christmas
like.
Vacation is very accurate.
Yeah, no.
Ashton, have you got any other ones?
No, I just like the one where... Ellen's mom asks, Ellen, are you smoking again?
No! As she puts out her cigarette.
Oh, Lord.
There's so many. I mean, I do like the one where they're in the car and Clark goes, hey, kids, look, a deer. And then he, like, flips off the guys as they go by.
Right. Where he's like, eat my road
grit. Eat my rubber.
Eat my road grit.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't it eat my... Oh, it is?
Yep.
I thought it was
eat my rubber. Eat my road grit, liver lips.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Oh, that one?
Yep.
Yes.
That's just so cheesy. And that's Clark.
That is Clark,
you know,
yeah.
He is, like, the cheesiest guy ever. He's the one that wants that wholesome Christmas, family Christmas.
He's trying so hard. And
he's
it's just
so
the,
cheesy.
His luck doesn't... He has such bad luck.
Yep.
It's so bad. I mean, I could say we could do least favorite quotes, but there's no such thing.
There's no such thing.
No.
There's not.
No.
No.
It yeah. does not get better. Yes. Than...
It's a bit nipply out, isn't it? Did I say nipple?
I really like the scene where Aunt Bethany like arrives and they're like, how about you just go in the living room and say hello, everybody? And she goes, hello, everybody! And they're like, yes, in the living room. She goes, hello, everybody!
Yeah.
She's so sweet.
She is. She's just a sweet old lady. And, you know, and then you got Uncle Lewis, who's just a jerk.
He's so grumpy. And then his toupee comes off with his hat, and it's...
What about when they find the cat underneath the... underneath the chair, all fried up, because, well, she had 9 lives. She just used all of them.
Yes.
I also like I just think it's funny when he falls off the roof and into the bush, and Ellen comes out and tells him it's dinner time, and the way he just...
be right out.
Smells good.
And she's, like, looking around, like, wondering where he is. Oh, so funny.
You know, I think, you know, kind of, going away from quotes, we want to take a break first or anything.
No,
we'll stick with quotes and then
we'll stick with the favorites and stuff.
Okay, I was just gonna say, I mean, the whole concept to me of Eddie makes the difference in this one, you know. And oh god, I gotta find that quote, because even before he says shitter is full, what's when he's sitting there and Clark is staring out the window, and you know, it's like Christmas Eve morning, and crap, where did it go? And he's all, like, happy and reminiscing, and he's sitting there, he's got his coffee, and he goes, oh, the silent majesty of a winter's morn, the clean, cool, chill of the holiday air, and an asshole in his bathrobe, emptying a chemical toilet into my sewer. And then they just pan out and show
him. Isn't that where he has his jersey on that says Griswold on the back?
Yes, it's his Blackhawks jersey.
Yes.
Yep. But that's when they pan out, and he's out there, and he's
dumping all the poop. And they've got the music going, and it's just so good.
So, I think to me, actually, the quotes and the one-liners are what make this movie so
good. Oh, they're so funny, because they're incorporated so, like, smoothly. Like, it's not forced or anything, it just happens.
No, it's not. No.
So that's why it's nice. And there's no such thing as a least favorite quote.
No.
No, I mean, the whole movie's just great quotes and one-liners.
It is very funny.
When all those guys are walking in from when he's at work, and all those guys are walking in, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, kiss my ass, kiss his ass.
I love that one. That one is a good one.
So many good ones.
Well, I think we'll do, to close out this segment, we'll do favorite and least favorite characters.
Sick.
Okay.
Right. Let you start, since you're the special guest.
Well, if I'm special guest, then I do appreciate being brought on again, especially for this movie. My favorite, I mean, Clark's the easy answer, right?
Everybody loves
Clark.
But
to me, it's Eddie.
Eddie?
Eddie is the best. Eddie makes the movie. Eddie is just so white trash, and I love him. I love him to death. He's got the best one-liners.
He does.
And just his presence there just changes everything. And he's got, like, this innocence to him, this...
Almost, like, he's clueless.
Yeah, he's absolutely clueless as to the world around him. And he just, I laugh. All the best lines, except for the really long one that I read earlier.
The monologue, yeah.
Oh, so many of the, you know, the shitter's full. That is, like I said, an iconic line.
It is
that is
very
everywhere
good.
You go. So, my favorite character would be Eddie.
Asha?
My favorite, other than Clark, because Clark is
everybody loves Clark.
Clark's the easy answer, right.
My favorite would probably be the neighbors.
Todd and Margo.
Todd and Margo. They are very fun. Like, honestly, why didn't they get more screen time?
They would probably be my favorites. And then Eddie, of course.
I would say my favorite... See, I just find Eddie, like, disgusting. Like, I hate it when he comes
on
the
screen.
Like, I love it because it's hilarious, but, like, every time he comes on the screen, I'm like...
He's cringy.
Yeah,
cringy. You cringe every time he comes on screen. You don't know what he's gonna say. You don't know what he's gonna do.
Like Ellen, because she's so like calm, but like also is losing her mind, and she's trying to keep everybody together. But she's just like, I need to smoke.
Like when all those people when they get to the house and she's like, I'm sorry, this is our family's first kidnapping.
Yes, and she's so sarcastic and she's so quiet and nice and calm, but she's like, I hate my life. I like Ellen.
Ellen. So to me, I mean, least favorites, I mean, they're all good.
There's not a bad character.
But to me, the kids, Rusty and what's her name?
Audrey.
Rusty.
It's Rusty.
It's Rusty. They just call him Russ.
They call him Russ.
I thought it was Russell.
It's Rusty. Whatever. It's Russ, Rusty, Russell, whatever.
Isn't Rusty Eddie's kid?
He calls him Rusty.
Isn't Rusty Eddie's
kid? No. You're going to sit here and argue with me about
this? No, I'm not. I'm just...
Okay.
IMDb will decide.
Yes. But they're... And the reason I only say they're my least favorite is because they don't have the great lines.
Yeah, there's not
throughout
that.
Throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is interesting to realize, though, that Russ is Johnny Galecki.
Yep.
Who is the guy from Big Bang Theory.
They do call him Rusty. That is his name on IMDb.
You can apologize.
Right, I'm not apologizing to you.
You need to apologize to me because, as usual, you're wrong. Trying to question me on movies.
The other kid's name is... Does anybody know?
No.
Rocky.
Wow.
Is it? Okay. But anyways, that's the only reason, though. I mean, they're good characters.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
But they just don't bring as much to the movie as the rest.
I would agree. They're it's almost like they're there.
Yeah.
For like that family feel. And that's it. And so, yeah.
My least favorites would probably be Clark's parents.
Okay.
Because I just didn't feel like they were in the movie, you know?
That's fair. I feel like you bring the parents in, and I mean, both sets of parents, and it's like, that's what's making it so chaotic.
Right. But
then it's like, they're not even super involved.
Yeah, they're not even in the movie, really.
They're not. I think, to me, Clark's parents were brought in, especially his dad, was brought in to center him after he had his little breakdown.
Yeah.
To just say, hey, this is normal. Every family deals with this. You know, when Clark was like, I just remember so much fun, Dad. How did you do it? And he said, I had a lot of help from who?
Jack Daniels.
Yeah. He had a lot of help from Jack Daniels. I mean, just to bring some humanity back to it and sense of
order. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But as far as being comedic or anything like that, yeah, it was tough.
They had, I just didn't feel like they had any value to that movie.
It was like, there was like the main characters who had like Griswold, like Clark, and you had Eddie, and you have Ellen, and then it was like everybody else.
Yeah, and you had a bunch of side
characters. So many supporting characters, so.
Except Aunt Bethany.
Aunt Bethany was the epitome of
she goated.
Supporting character. But,
she is goated.
But she was the best supporting character. So funny. Grace! She passed away 30 years ago.
When they all gather in the front lawn and she starts singing the national anthem.
And
and you know the funny thing is like we literally quote this movie year round.
Oh.
We don't even realize it.
No, how often do we make a joke and we say something about Grace?
I don't know, Margo.
Right, we do it all the time.
All the time.
And I think that's what makes this movie such a classic.
It's true. I love it. Well, that's the usual segment that we do, you know, favorites, least favorites, all of that fun jazz. When we come back, we're going to take our BuzzFeed quiz that Ash and I have incorporated into our episodes now on which Christmas Vacation character we are. And then we're going to talk about, hold on, I gotta pull up the agenda, our family tradition, because this movie does come with a family tradition, and then we'll give overall thoughts on the movie.
Perfect.
So,
sweet.
We'll be back.
And we're back.
We are back. All right, we're going to take the BuzzFeed quiz. So, does everybody have it pulled up?
I have it pulled up.
No.
Okay, hold on. All right, let's see.
Okay.
I'm recording, so I have to wait a second.
Yeah. All right, so this is on BuzzFeed. So, if you guys would like to take this quiz with us, it's let's see which Christmas Vacation character you are based on your holiday preferences. We'll give you 10 seconds. Them 10 seconds to pull the...
This is not some Dora the Explorer episode.
Right, all they gotta do is pause. I know this stuff is real fancy, but they can just hit pause while they look it up, you know. Anyways, we're done. Their 10 seconds is off. I did get the sigh.
Alright, are you ready?
Yep.
What are your... You can just... I'll give you the options and everything.
I have a feeling his answers are probably gonna be very similar to mine.
No, I wanna take it myself.
What are your Christmas...
Christmas...
What are your Christmas shopping habits? I wait until the day before Christmas, so it's cheaper. Regifting is my specialty. I'm only here to get presents, and I put a lot of thought and time into my gift giving. Oops.
Well, we all know that we ran out and got Christmas gifts today.
Yeah, that was on you.
Well, there's my answer.
How do you feel about Christmas music?
I don't like it. I wait to listen until after Thanksgiving. I'll listen to it, but it's not my favorite. I start listening ASAP. Well, I know my daughter's answer.
Christmas music.
Okay.
All right. What are you bringing to the table? Turkey, ham, Christmas cookies, or Christmas fruit cake? There's only one right answer to this.
Fruit cake? People still.
What are you drinking? Eggnog, hot chocolate, coffee, or wine? Mine's not on here.
Jack Daniels?
Yeah, but I know what I'll put. All right.
Pick your Christmas style. So we have four pictures. We have a picture of Clark, we have a picture of Aunt Bethany, we have a picture of Eddie, and we have a picture of Audrey.
Okay. How do you decorate for the holidays? I go all out. I don't decorate. I keep it simple. I decorate very little.
I know my answer.
Okay. Pick a holiday destination. Somewhere tropical, home, somewhere snowy, or wherever the party is. Okay, but if we live in an area that's snowy,
gotta pick it.
Do I pick somewhere snowy, or do I pick
what's more home? Important to you, being at home or being where there's snow?
Right. Go ahead.
No, I know my answer. It's easy.
How do you handle family time during the holidays?
Oh, gosh.
They stress me out. I fake it till they're gone. Family means everything. Family.
Family.
For family.
Words of Toretto. Toretto.
Yeah, man. There's too many family members to remember. Well, that's not me.
Like, okay, I love my family, but...
All right.
Pick a word that describes you. Old-fashioned, goofy, friendly, or mischievous.
See,
I'm none of these.
See, I'm a couple of these.
I'm a silly little goofy fella.
I'm none of these.
Is it talking about when it comes to the holiday, or is it talking about it in general?
No, this is just a word that describes you.
Oh, in general? Oh, all right, yeah, no, that's definitely okay.
What am I?
Yes!
I don't even know what I am.
We'll turn that, go down.
No, like, a word. What?
Oh.
Wait, let me see the options. I'll pick it for you.
Don't pick it for me. Just tell me which one to pick.
You're old-fashioned.
Mac, you still listen to Fleetwood Mac, Jimmy
Hendrix? If we're not talking about Christmas...
Bro,
you are not goofy.
Alright.
You're definitely not mischievous.
I have... Alright, keep it to yourself.
I've got mine.
I've got mine.
You restarted it for him? Okay.
I think we should all go around and guess.
Okay. The problem is you have no idea which characters you could possibly be. Is it all the characters, or are they only giving you, like, three choices?
I'm sure it's more than three.
I usually wait till after Thanksgiving.
Hush. Quiet.
We literally listened to it on the way home from Halloween. We listened to Christmas music.
Yeah, but that's because of you, probably.
Yeah, you played it.
Yeah, let's be honest. You were, like, counting. You were ready to listen to it before Thanksgiving.
I was listening to it before
Thanksgiving. Were you really?
Mm-hmm. What are you bringing to the table? Cookies.
Exactly.
I'll bring Christmas cookies that I bought from Meyer.
Bro.
What did I do that for?
That party we had over the summer.
What party?
When you went down to...
Oh, when we went to Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you drinking? Hot chocolate?
I think I said coffee.
Oh, that's a W right there.
He went with Eddie. Guaranteed with the style. He went with Eddie.
I don't understand how I got what I got, but you know, I'm going with it.
Keep it simple. Pick a holiday destination somewhere snowy.
So while we're talking, we'll just kind of lead into the next part, which is our tradition, right?
Which is our tradition, yeah.
I fake it till they're gone.
So the reason I got invited to this, and we'll go into a little bit more detail, is because this is something that I've made the kids watch.
You think I'm a goofy little fella?
Yes.
I think you're an idiot, but that's beside the point. Idiot's not one of the options.
Goofy. All
right, do you have yours?
Did you get it?
Okay, all right. Well, guess. Well, who wants to guess first?
I already. All right, I'll guess Max.
All right, Ashton, you gotta guess mine too.
I got yours.
I'm gonna go with Audrey.
Oh, you said it's someone you didn't think it was you. Yeah, Audrey.
Clark Griswold.
No,
really?
Yeah, apparently, no. Busby thinks I'm Clark Griswold.
Wow. Uh-huh. I didn't. Did it? No, he already got rid of it. I was gonna say, you remember what it said?
Well, here, let me see. You got yours. Retake it. Retake your thingy.
Retake it and let Mac retake it.
Retake your thingy.
So then you guys
you
guess
have yours,
mine,
right?
Yeah.
All right.
You guess mine.
You.
I say Eddie.
Uncle Louis.
Cousin Eddie. Yeah. And it says, you're known to be very goofy, you lack manners, and you have a unique style. You can also be pretty cheap during the holiday season. You make every holiday dinner interesting, and we can't forget about your love for eggnog.
Oh, that's so sweet. Okay.
So yeah, that was, and I'm okay with that. I can accept this.
All right, so mine said for Clark, you're over the top when it comes to the holiday season, and Christmas never seems to come soon enough. You're very family-oriented and optimistic, but you can have a short fuse when things don't go as planned.
Really? Yeah, they don't go your way and she gets mad?
You have a passion for decorating and making the season merry and bright. Oh,
you know what, though? I can
see that. Just not the humor part.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's pretty funny.
Yeah,
especially when she gets snorting.
Not Clark funny.
Wow.
No, his humor is a lot more dry.
And that big old fancy dude we're going to have later.
Shut up!
So, I told the kids I want to make a nice dinner for them for tonight because we're going to be over at my parents' for Christmas Eve tomorrow night. And I asked them if they had any ideas. It's like, I'm thinking prime rib. I'll make a nice prime rib, have some nice potatoes, stuff like that. No. No, my daughter wants corned beef.
I thought it was food.
The Irish, drunk Irish trash dinner. If you're an Irishman,
we do have Irishmen.
That's fine. No offense. I actually love corned beef very, very, very much. I just, it was not what either Ashton and I were thinking of when we were thinking of a fancy dinner.
It's fine.
But anyways, it's
fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
It's cooking. It smells pretty good in here.
All right.
It does smell really good.
What do you think I got?
Ashton?
Ashton's Eddie. There's no question. He's too much like me. He's Eddie.
Yeah, but like, I'm going to say Eddie.
Cousin Eddie.
Yeah!
Look at the shirt he's got on, too. It goes perfectly.
Hey, but this one actually has, like, sleeves and stuff on it. It looks...
Oh, wait, this is short sleeve?
Yeah.
You just now noticed that?
Oh,
and then
I thought
he's
you
rocking
had,
the
I thought
chain.
You had a Tony Soprano.
The gold. Tony. The gold chain. If you guys ever do a podcast about the Sopranos, but somebody's got to watch it first.
Dingus here needs to watch it.
I know. It's a
good I told
show.
Him he should watch Penny Dreadful too, because that's a good spooky show, and he hasn't done that yet either. Yeah,
see, you need to watch. You should watch that so that you can use it on your podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Are we breaking or are we
no,
just doing
we'll
this?
No,
we've been
we're
here
just,
for 8 minutes.
We're just trudging through.
Yeah, we're just. This.
I don't know.
You want to talk?
This isn't my thing. I'm just a special guest star.
Oh, golly gee.
Special and guest star.
I'm so glad you accepted our. I'm so glad we accepted your acceptance.
You accepted my acceptance. I tell you what, I when you asked if I could be in your episode about this, I was happy.
Flipped.
I was pretty ecstatic.
You went bonkers.
Okay, so you want to start talking about the family tradition since you're the old person here?
Since I'm the old guy? Yeah. I mean, like I started to say, for whatever reason, I mean, when their mom and I got divorced and kind of, you know, went our separate ways. I wanted some sort of tradition with the kids, and I couldn't think of anything too... I didn't want to be too serious. You know, I wanted it to be something we all enjoyed.
You didn't want it to be, like, sappy.
Right. I didn't want it to be too super sappy, but at the same time, I wanted it to be fun. I wanted us to be able to laugh. And for whatever reason, we watched that movie the first year, and we all just laughed, and... You guys were so young, you didn't even know what you were laughing at.
I don't even remember watching.
Right.
I don't even remember the first time watched. Like,
I've done it for...
But I couldn't tell you which year I remember.
I didn't even have a conscience.
No, I mean, you're talking 10 years ago. You were, what, 8 and 6?
Yeah.
I mean, so it just... I remember watching it and laughing so much, and the next year I was like, this is perfect. We'll just watch it again.
Uh-huh.
And I made sure of it. And I think it was... Part of why I made it happen was because... The reaction of you guys and Grandma and Grandpa at the time were like, oh, no, not that movie. And I'm like, yes,
that movie.
And it just kind of snowballed from there. And I just think it's hilarious that this year you guys are looking forward to it. Like, usually I get the, ugh, not that. No, we don't want to watch that. I mean, even when your grandma was sitting there, when we just saw her a little bit ago, and we were talking about watching it, and she's like, no, we're not watching. I'm like, even your granddaughter's looking forward to seeing it. And she just looked at you.
I know. She's like so disappointed. She's
and
like,
you couldn't even answer her. And she's like, do you? And you
she was so answer. Disappointed. She's like, really?
Yeah.
No, it is good.
It's just something that it's nothing too expensive. It's nothing. It's about being together. It's about laughing and having fun. And every year as we watch it, and you guys do more and more of the quotes from it. I mean, and you're finding these quotes in your daily life. Like you said, how many times have you said, and why is the carpet
wet? Todd, no, Marco.
For no reason, you'll say that. And it's those kind of things that make it worthwhile to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hope that you continue to watch it with your kids or if you have kids. You guys don't. If you don't, watch it with your significant other. Come over and watch it with me some more.
He's going to watch it with his monkey.
With his monkey Jack.
No, he's having two now. Jack and Bartholomew.
Well, I can tell you right now, if you're planning on having a monkey, you're not living with your father. I'm not going to have a monkey around my house.
Well, I plan around the time where I'm able to afford a monkey. I hope I'm not living with
you. God, me too.
No, he's going to live in the Bahamas.
Yes.
With a monkey.
Two
Jack
monkeys.
And Bartholomew.
And you're the guy that always talks about.
No, you need to live in the Caribbean.
Okay.
Anyways, wherever you're at.
A nice wooden boat, too.
Oh,
wherever you're at, hopefully you'll come back and we can watch it and have Christmas together. And
I wonder if my monkeys will enjoy that
movie. Nobody cares about your monkeys.
Oh, sorry. Let me put Jesus on the table.
Yeah, why are you playing with Jesus? I've got the sheep. Sorry.
What I like about it, besides just sitting there and watching it and every year finding it more and more enjoyable, is, I mean, I'm a very food-oriented person, so I thoroughly enjoy eating Christmas breakfast that consists of pancakes and bacon and potatoes and
you're an idiot
syrup and
pancakes. We got pancakes, bacon, sausage, potatoes, eggs,
toast,
coffee, mimosa. You guys can get mimosa. You've had it though.
Yes.
Don't say that.
It's
exposing.
You know what?
First
if the cops come here and they
want
to arrest me
not
for having mimosa,
you have to drink.
Right, and it's not like you're just downing it out of the bottle. It's a little bit of champagne and a lot of orange juice.
I am.
It's fine.
I'm straight up.
I'm a terrible parent anyway, people, so.
Yeah, you should have heard the realizations we've had this morning.
Right,
I watched Underworld as, like, a 7-year-old and Terminator as a 2-year-old. Ashton's favorite artist in second grade was Tech N9ne.
I blame your mom.
Oh
yeah.
I really need a side by side here. We'll ask the listeners who they think.
I totally blame your mom. I was a very conservative, thoughtful, well rounded and grounded individual.
Oh.
Conservative, well rounded, thoughtful individual.
Yes. See, I'm glad you agree.
No, that was more of a question.
Don't you?
Oh, I know. He's handsome.
That was more of a question.
Well, then the answer is yes.
No.
But no. Yeah, we've had
there's
some,
definitely not.
We've had some realizations today that I'm pretty much a terrible parent. So
what?
We're not going to talk about that.
What are you talking about?
What do you think we're talking about? We're
I farted in my ear.
Bro,
it was so long. We're not even talking about the movie anymore.
Yeah, we need to get back to the movie. Let's not talk about what happened at Myers.
And the old lady.
Yes, okay, people. I passed gas at Myers. It was loud, and there was somebody standing right there. Okay, I feel bad. I ran away.
The little jump in the face.
Mackenzie was snorting. It was a whole scene.
I can't breathe.
Anyways, let's get back to the movie. And let's get back to family tradition. Sadly, this is part of our family tradition. It's just we joke a lot. And I think that's one reason that I really enjoyed it. Because the movie is just a big joke. You know,
really is.
It's just there to make you laugh. And
there's no seriousness to that.
Well, you know, to be honest with you guys, when I first left your mom, or when we first divorced, I don't like to say it like that, but when we first got divorced, I didn't have a whole lot of money. You know, and I had to find things to do as a family that didn't cost a lot of money. And if I could do little things like this, that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like I said, over the years, as it's grown, you know, it just makes me smile to see you guys quoting it and how much fun we all have with it.
Mm-hmm. It is very fun. And like I said, It's a great movie, but I'm very food oriented. So with the movie comes the food.
The breakfast.
So like,
which I have to do all the cooking, by the way, since you.
We helped last year.
What'd you do? What'd you do?
I did toast.
What'd you do?
I did eggs.
I did eggs.
And then I did the pancakes. I did one of them on the griddle.
I didn't know any dad let anybody do the pancakes.
He was over my shoulder the whole time, so.
Fair enough. That's the other part of this family tradition, like you said, is the big breakfast we have every morning. And that honestly stems back from my childhood. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom is a single mom, had nobody on Christmas. So she literally called, you know, my grandma and grandpa over Christmas morning. They'd watch me open my presents. We'd have this huge breakfast before they went off to my cousins and mm-hmm. everything else. So it's kind of like it's a changing of the guard. It's a tradition. Now I do all the cooking. You know, we've gone over there the last couple of years just because the dog and grandpa can't deal with the dog. But, you know, typically they would come over here. We'd have breakfast. I'd make breakfast. We'd watch our movie. And it's just tradition. Mm-hmm. So
our dog is 95
pounds. He is 95 pounds. He's a big boy.
He's
a big sweetie.
He's a giant.
He's a sweetie boy.
He's a moose.
He is sound asleep.
I like to, maybe this could be our question for this episode, but I like to hear about other people's family traditions too, like compared to
That's a good question.
Ours. Yeah. Like, what
it feels
other...
invasive to me.
No.
Everybody should be.
You should be proud of your family traditions.
Yeah. It
just seems.
And they're so weird sometimes, and it's so interesting to see everybody else's weird family
traditions. Yeah, I don't think anybody.
To ask.
No, why? I don't think so. What's your family traditions? Everybody. No, that's not.
Unless you're like.
And it's not going to matter anyway. No one answers our questions.
You're in a cult.
Or like human sacrifice or something. I don't want to hear about that. I want to hear about your. Happy.
I'm telling you.
Of course, that is
right.
That is what she says.
You're done. You're done reading Charles Manson.
I haven't read Charles Manson. If anybody would like to send me the book, The Family, about Charles Manson, I'd be glad.
I know she's your sister.
Sometimes I fear for my life.
I fear for my life. Like that. Look at that look. Yeah. COVID.
You got COVID.
Yes.
I'm sure.
You and Ruben.
Yep.
Elf on the Shelf has COVID and is currently sitting in his Tupperware. That's the laziest thing I've ever heard.
Oh,
that is rude.
So
he
lazy.
Is sick, and you guys
no,
are
that
there.
Is no, you're just lazy.
That has nothing to do with
it. I love that our dog did pick up the Tupperware earlier and start carrying him around.
Oh, see, he cares about Ruben too.
No, he does not.
Anyways, okay.
But I do love our family tradition. It's very fun.
Oh, I do too.
So to close out today's episode, it's been very exciting, very fun. Thoughts on the movie.
I mean, movie's a classic. There's nothing else to say on
that. Super
nice. It is. It's good soup.
It is good soup.
It makes me laugh. I mean, it makes me... And there's even scenes where even I get sentimental, like when he's stuck up in the attic and he's watching the...
Oh, God, you shed a few tears?
The movies. No, I don't shed any tears, but... It does make you realize how important the family tradition is. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, one of the sentimental parts of the movie that didn't stink, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's just everything. It's the one-liners. It's the quotes. It's just how dumb it is.
It is really dumb.
It's just so dumb. For me, it's just watching you guys and laughing now. And, you know, that's what traditions are. As a kid, you don't really get them so much.
Mm-hmm.
But now as you guys get older, you realize why I did it and, you know, that it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that my takeaway is it is an absolute classic, fun for the whole family. Yeah, a couple swear words, but you kids today, I mean, network television says the same thing. Says it,
yeah.
You know, this isn't 1989 anymore.
No.
So that's my thought.
Your thought? You can have multiple.
I think it's a great movie. I think everyone should watch it around Christmas time. I was watching a TikTok earlier.
No.
Yeah.
Not I'm shocked. TikTok.
It was the Capitals TikTok, actually. And they were asking their players what their favorite Christmas movie was, and only one person said Christmas Vacation.
I saw that. I saw that TikTok, sadly. A lot of them said Christmas Story.
Home Alone. And Elf.
All classics.
But they're not better than Christmas Vacation.
No, they're not.
I do like how the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Jim Carrey version.
The Jim Carrey version.
Only like one person said that too.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's because they're all four.
I mean, and it's funny though, I will not watch this movie until we get together to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's Christmas morning or Christmas Eve morning, whichever one I have you for, that's when I watch
it. Right, because you know how many times I could watch
it's on that movie constantly.
There's some days where it's on, like, for a whole day.
Yeah, it's on nonstop right now. I mean,
and I would gladly watch it if it wasn't a tradition.
I don't do it as much as I'd like to. I don't do it. Yeah. So then I guess, real quick, outside of this, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Father Grinch Stole Christmas.
Grinch.
That would probably be my favorite, though.
I'll get a lot of flack from this one.
Die Hard.
That's not.
It is a Christmas movie. It absolutely is a Christmas movie. I should start a new tradition.
Die Hard. No.
Yes.
It's too late for that.
It is a little too late, but that's a great movie too. But you've got Elf, and you've got Grinch, and lots of good movies. Scrooge with Bill Murray is pretty hilarious from the 80s.
I'm not a fan of Elf, believe it or not.
Honestly, I'm not either. I'm just saying it's a Christmas classic.
I mean, like Will Ferrell.
But, like, that's why a movie is funny. But Jim Carrey's How the Grinch Stole Christmas is probably my favorite
Christmas movie. That's a great movie because I love Jim Carrey.
That
would be my favorite one.
I was just curious.
So you're saying Christmas Vacation is not your favorite?
It's not my favorite. I love it. It's a close second, but I can't put something How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Wait, whoa. You're saying you like that more?
Yes.
I'm so sorry, Mikey.
What have I done to you?
Our dog is snoring.
He's mad, is what he is. That's
knocked over.
I can't believe you just said that.
You knew this.
I'm disappointed in you.
You knew this.
Just
disappointed.
You're not the only one.
Who else is disappointed in you? Everybody should be.
A lot of people are disappointed in me.
All this talk of, ooh, I'm going to college. Ooh. Now I'm so proud of you, and now I'm not.
Oh, wow. All right. Okay. Interesting.
With your 4K TV.
My 4K TV I'm going to have in my dorm room?
Maybe. Not now. I was going to give you my TV, but not now.
Bro, this would not go in a dorm room very
well. Yes, it would. It'd hang on a wall. It on the wall.
It probably could.
Trust me. You just hang it on. It's called a TV mount.
Boop. No, I know how to hang it.
You just go.
I know how to hang it up. Don't touch me.
All right, finish this out, please.
Sorry, that was completely necessary.
We would like to thank everybody for...
No, we wouldn't.
Yes, you would. Thank your fans.
Listening. Thank you. This whole year. It's been a very fun year.
I think I'm happy for you.
Shut up. You're obviously not, since you only give us one listen out of...
No, he doesn't. What's the last episode you listened to?
Yeah, what's the last episode you listened to? Have you listened since, October? Dude!
I listened to part of, what was the one before Schitt's Creek?
JonBenet.
Yes, I listened to some of that.
Because we were in
the car. We were in the car with you!
Okay, but I still listened to it.
Okay, but have you listened to anything outside of
that? What was the one before JonBenet?
The Office.
No, what was the one before that?
What was the one before that?
See, you don't even know. Hush up.
No, I do know. Hold on.
You should know.
We created
Dark Shadows.
Yes. I listened to most of that one. Yep.
American Horror Story Part 3.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe he's...
The Perrin Family. Did you listen to that one?
Yes, parts of it. I didn't get to listen to it all. It's hard for me to sit down for an hour and listen to just something during the day.
Do you...
Just put it on in the background.
Well, that's not fair.
I thought you were going to sit in the bathroom.
Because then you're going to sit there and go, what did I say about this? What did I say about this? What did I say about this? And then when I don't have the answer, you just don't love us. I've gotten that from you.
You just have a seizure.
You didn't love us. Anyways.
People don't want to hear us arguing.
We would like to thank everybody for listening this whole year, whether that be over the summer with our first season or now with our second season. Hopefully you've been listening to both. But it has been very fun. We have a great lineup of episodes coming at you all at the beginning of next year. I think we have planned through March, I believe, and we're going back to our dark TV and paranormal, and we're going to throw some true crime in there this time. I think we both enjoyed doing, JonBenet. I think that was fun. So we threw in some true crime. We'll bring back the Warrens, of course. We've got some Zach Bagans in there for everybody. We've got...
Are we doing the Ghoul Boys?
Yeah, we would love to introduce Ryan and Shane, from BuzzFeed Unsolved, but they have a new show coming out on YouTube. So the Ghoul Boys, we'll be talking about them. And some true crime and some TV and movies.
You been keeping up with the Ghoul Boys?
Have you been keeping up with the Ghoul Boys?
Nope.
I think we should watch the Ghoul Boys when we're done with this.
No, we're watching Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
cool boys. Anyways, so we would like to thank you, and we did leave a couple of extra bloopers for you guys, some of our favorites from this season at the end of the episode, so enjoy that. And with that being said, thank you very much. Happy holidays, everyone, and
happy hauntings. Hey, what's up, guys? It's your favorite dead duo, and today's rewind is not dead. Hey, what's up, guys? It's your favorite dead duo, and today's rewind is not dead.
Because today we're talking about Christmas Vacation. Oh, dude, I messed it up. I don't have a script.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's up, guys? It's your favorite dead duo, and today's rewind.
Jesus Christ,
I'm dog. Doing it perfectly.
Your dog is over here.
That sought refuge at the Cecil Hotel. In 1947, just a day before she was found dismembered in a field, Elizabeth Smart, more famously known as the Black Dahlia.
Sure?
Elizabeth Gosh Short. Darn it! What does that sound like?
I don't know. This one.
Let's not waste any more time because we all know this episode is going to be. As the perfect image of what a Welcome back to the Ryan Murphy fan club.
We're not stopping it this time.
Please.
Nope. Continue. Favorite characters.
Come on. But for the longest time, I didn't know where to watch it until I was scrolling through HBO. Oh, it...
I'm so sorry.